are back today. Ha ha! It's Fans of Patrol time. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my giddy co-host, understanding co-host, my greatest co-host, Miss Tiffobot. What's up with you, Tiff?
Get the hell out of here.
Yes.
You know, I know you don't like this, but before the show, it is impossibly hard to tell what's going on over here because Montego's like, we're going to start. Then he starts talking to himself, and then I'm like, oh, we're not starting. So I start laughing or talking, and he'll be like, it's time for the show.
I don't know what the hell she's talking about. Quit making shit up.
Lying. You just did it just now. I started laughing just now because I was like, and then you started, I was like, oh my God, we're on the air. Quote, unquote.
We are on the
air. Cut this out if you don't want anyone to know your dirty secret.
Absolutely not. I'm not cutting it out. I don't have time today. On time.
Anyway. All right. I'm putting my professional hat on. Are you ready?
Yes.
You are going to have so many regrets.
No, we're rolling. So this week, man, we have a pretty decent show this week. I think it's all right. We did some streaming and paid more money than we would have if we went to the movies. And we're doing Last Night in Soho. Tiff, this movie been on streaming for so long that I just knew about time we get ready to do it, it would break and be, you know,
be cheaper.
Yes. No, but we paid the price for the people. Anyway, man. So we're doing Last Night in Soho. We got some news, man. So it's Tifflebot's week for news, but I inserted a couple too, and y'all know which ones it is. So this week
you will.
We inserted a new Star Wars trailer. Came out of nowhere.
No, it's a Star Wars video game trailer.
Yeah. And
just by a month. I want everyone to know how specific, how deep we're going.
Yes. Also, man, you know, this is the season for video games, Tiff. Shoot, it's you know, it near Christmas time. It's we everybody cuddled around the Xbox and the PlayStation and the Nintendo. What else we got? Oh, speaking of video games, we have some Halo news. So we're gonna talk about a little Halo news. You know, it's a big Halo week. Also,
it's the opposite of what we would talk about with Star Wars, where it's a Halo show.
Yeah. Also, starting to becoming one of my favorite directors, Guy Ritchie, has a new film, and so we're going to talk about that. You know, I had to think about that. I said, man, I really like Guy Ritchie movies. You know, I think he started to become one of my favorite. Anyway, so we got something to talk about with that. We're doing what you're reading or playing.
We were reading or playing. But I just dropped my reading, so we're just gonna do what you're playing because we talk about video games or comics in a while.
Okay, so yeah, we're rolling heavy duty, like a machine today, y'all. So and that's it, right? Yeah, because the main topic I already discussed. So we're gonna. You ready to go?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Well, look at that. Let's go. Man, we're back. It's time for a little social media. Tifflebot, what do we got?
For everything Fans of Patrol, go to our main hub, that's fansofpatrol.com, where you can get to us at our email, fans@fansofpatrol.com. And then you can get to us on our socials, which is Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Fans of Patrol. Subscribe to our YouTube, check out our Patreon, and listen to us on your favorite listening platform, which we assume you are doing right now.
And we got a fresh Patreon for you, so if you're a super fan, please go over there with all the rest of the super fans, all those great people. Look, behind the curtain. So Tiff mad at me, y'all. So I was just singing Bobby Brown, Don't Be Cruel to her and dancing and stuff. Y'all just missed it. It was good. Don't be cruel. I would never be that cruel to you. Oh, oh, oh.
to be fair, I said, do you like that thing to you? About the beginning of the podcast, which really wasn't, if you listen to it, I would like to, you know, hear the jury's opinion about whether I was really that mean. And then he started singing the song.
Which did
de-escalate my anger because.
What's up, Shabby? What's up with the attitude? shit. Let's go, man. So, Tifflebot, your news.
Yeah. Well, I, as a good Samaritan of the show and maybe just internet interaction generally, I picked one that I thought we would both like.
Oh, you're so good about instead that. Instead of doing what I did. Huh?
So I picked this. That was certainly what I was implying. So the thing about this is, I believe that, like, I was never really the hugest Guy Ritchie fan. Mm-hmm. Like, I liked some of his films I'd seen before, like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then you made me watch The Gentlemen.
Oh, such a good movie. One of my favorites.
Yeah, and it was so fun, and I really liked it that I was excited to see this because I actually thought before I watched the trailer that it was a continuation of that universe.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about a Jason Statham character. I mean, there's a lot kind of happening in this trailer, so I don't know who's anybody's names there, obviously, but Statham.
You know Hugh Grant?
No. I meant, like, character names.
Oh, the characters. Oh, yeah. Of course. Well, it's a trailer. We don't know who the hell.
So, and then Aubrey Plaza's in this. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just looks like more of the same, which isn't necessarily, it sounds like I'm a condemnation, but it's not, because I would like to see just something more fun, or I'm, like, okay with it being just something that I watch to enjoy, which looks like, if you watch this trailer, I don't know how deep it is, but it looks like fun.
Yeah, I would agree with you 100%. It does look like fun, and I like that style and those characters. The biggest turnoff for me is Jason Statham, because I'm not really a fan, because some stuff.
Why?
Because I remember seeing him bullying on Lil Ryan Seacrest because his 25-year-old girlfriend was talking to him, and he was, like, going to beat the shit out of Ryan Seacrest and had the little fella so scared. And I'm like, what an asshole. Ryan Seacrest is, like, 102 pounds soaking wet, and you're, like, Kung Fu Master sitting there about to beat his ass because he's talking to the Victoria's Secret model. And so ever since I saw that, I was like, oh, what a dick, man. You know, and I just never really, after that, I was just like, what a dick, you know.
I like the condemnations of Montego Bradley. It's very sudden, I feel. I think, and I also feel like sometimes people get a longer leash and some people get a shorter leash.
Not true.
Like,
true tip.
You, Jason Statham.
True tip.
You had one chance. And all you had to do was not bully Ryan Seacrest. Look, now it's done for you.
Look,
I'll never see another Jason Statham movie.
So people who, but first of all, bullies is a trigger for me. I hate bullies. And then on top of being a bully, you was bullying the littlest fella in the room. Oh, my goodness. The littlest, tiniest little man. And you're sitting there flexing and stuff. And, you know, I just think he's a shitty person.
Listen, I hear that. I hear what you're saying. Uh-huh. Korea makes him shitty. I am Googling this later. You know what I mean? Like, all I'm hearing is, hurry up and get to Google. You need to see something.
Oh, yeah, it's a video on it. It's a video on it and stuff, you know.
Yes. The internet will give you what you need. You just have to know how to ask.
The almighty internet delivers, master. So other than Jason Statham, which I can stomach enough for the movie, because at least he's not being recorded saying racist stuff or doing something like that where it starts getting really bad. And I don't know how the hell I keep looking at Mel Gibson, you know.
I complained about Mel Gibson, and you were like, it's fine. And I was like, well, it's going. Okay.
Right. You're right. Some people do get a longer leash. I don't know why. Maybe that, I think it's that Riggs and Murtaugh long history I got.
it is potentially that, like, so if you love pizza, you're going to give that a longer leash than Brussels sprouts. You know what I mean? You do me one wrong, I'm not coming back.
Right. The pizza was a little salty, but I'll be back tomorrow. You know?
Like, I'll give it a try because you've proven in the past that I've enjoyed you.
These Brussels sprouts suck, man. They're the worst I've ever had. I will never eat them again.
Potentially, you know, you have just, Jason Statham is the Brussels sprouts of acting. I mean, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I love Brussels sprouts.
Right, me too.
I don't feel anything about Jason Statham.
No, you know something, Tiff? And that's another thing. I never, you know, stuck with him, even though I saw a lot of things he was in, like The Transport and all that stuff. But I was never like, oh, yeah, it's a Jason Statham film. Let me watch. You know, so, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you were already, like, kind of, like, lukewarm on him anyway.
Man, then I'm like.
And then he yelled at Ryan Seacrest, your favorite person.
Dick. He was flexing on little Seacrest.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
I don't even know. Who cares?
I want to see this.
I liked him in The Meg.
I want to see this.
Because I like Big Shark movies.
Oh, God.
Big Shark.
That movie. Yeah, that's the one we parted ways on that one. That's the Meg. I would sit there like.
We did. We drew a line in the sand about what big sharks we were willing to watch.
When is this going to end, Tifflebot? It just goes. The shark just keeps coming. You know, anyway. So I'm looking forward to this, Tiff. I want to see this. I want to review this. Yes, indeed.
Yes. I mean. That's kind of a foregone conclusion. So maybe it's good that you gave me these other things that I can be upset about.
Okay, so I'll jump on over to my stories here. First of all, happy Halo week. So Halo came out on Xbox.
Why is it Halo week?
Halo came out on Xbox this week.
You know what? This is all fucking starting to make a lot of sense.
Yes, Halo came out. So all the Halo fans, the millions of them are, we're all happy. And the game is being reported as good and stuff. And so then we've been hearing about a Halo movie that's supposed to be about with Peter Jackson and Steven Spielberg way back in the day. Wait, it never happened. And then the actors strike, the writer strike killed the first Halo movie. And then, you know, wait. And I was hearing about this streaming Halos that was supposed to be coming. But I didn't care anymore, you know, because it was like, man, it's been years, man. And plus, there were it had been like 6 years since the last game. And so, bam, they dropped the trailer. They actually are doing it. In 2022, the Master Chief and others will be on Paramount Plus, which I do pay for, and it's kind of worth it. A lot of stuff on there. And it'll be there for all the world to see. So we looked at the trailer, and Tifflebot, I know you don't care, but what did you think?
You know, it's kind of hard for me to tell how I'd feel about it because you're right, I don't care.
Yeah.
Generally before watching it, I watched it. It looks fine. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I don't hate it. Mm-hmm. I don't like want to rip my eyeballs out, but it does look like to me, just like Star Wars with metal people.
No, if Halo had to be,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
No, I'm just going to tell you, if Halo had to be related to something cinematic, it would be more related to Aliens, you know, with the space Marines and stuff. It was kind of like they ripped off a lot of the elements from that. But the world looked...
But I mean, like, when you're watching this, yeah, there's, like, buildings and shit. There's no buildings in Alien.
No. I'm just saying with the rhythm of the Space Marines, the way the equipment looked, a lot of the images and stuff was, you know, pretty much right from it. The guns they held and things like that, it was, like, straight from that movie.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, so you said it's fine. I think this looks interesting. At first, when I, you know, everything's computer generated, it looked like the video game. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, is this gonna be a CGI movie? I mean, a show, but it wasn't. And so I started seeing the live actors, and it was just looking good. I want to see more because I'm hoping that when I saw the Master Chief, it looks just like the Halo cutscenes, and I was like, well, I hope it's gonna be real and not computer generated. So we'll see because those Spartans, that's who he is a genetically modified human. They're like 7 feet tall, so it's gonna be interesting. I mean, so I want to see.
Oh my god, it's gonna look so stupid.
No, well, of course you would try to.
No.
Throw cat litter on my water. Go ahead.
I'm not. Please listen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because if you do it right with perspective, you wouldn't have to change the size of anything. But you know that they're not gonna think about that. They're just gonna put like some kind of giant boots on the bottom. But also, I do think...
Giant boots.
I do think they kind of added...
Oh, shit.
That's just Battlefield Earth shit.
Oh, please. Please, God, no. Please, God, no.
I do think that there's some kind of an advantage to the Halo storyline as far as, like, the fact that in a lot of other games, you see people's... Like, they are without helmet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Often. And so, like, for lack of a better example here, I would be talking about Gears of War, where they have these huge suits on and the tiny little head.
Yeah. Yeah. You're 100%.
So if you were to, like, film that live action, it might look stupid.
Real stupid.
But I guess for Halo, because the suits are, they're just, if as long as you get someone who makes a good looking suit.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Yeah, and, you know, The Mandalorian proved that your main character does not have to, you know, have a face anymore, you know? So that's...
Yeah. Faceless main characters.
Faceless main characters. It's getting easier. You don't even have to act no more.
We could all be famous. Yeah. We could all be famous. Just
hear my voice.
Show up with a paper bag on your head.
Big old warrior jumps over the cliff with a mask on talking about, it's fame! Patrol time. He got a job. Montego's in the movie. Anyway, so I am looking forward to this, and so it brought great joy to me, and so I just had to talk about it, Tiff. I'm sorry, okay. I had to talk about it. The other thing I wanted
I'm okay with it. I'm just saying, I don't care. I know necessarily. You don't. I wouldn't care about this necessarily if there was no one else to talk to about it.
Okay, all right. You know, me and the fans. It's for me and the fans.
No, I'm not. That's right. So, that's right. That's why I said I was fine with talking about it, and I wasn't mean. I wasn't mean about it.
Don't be cruel. I will never be that cruel to you. Anyway, so the other thing I wanted to talk about was the Star Wars Eclipse trailer. Now, this is big news, okay, man, because for the longest time, EA has had the contract for Star Wars exclusively, and that was running out. And I thought that it was still in effect until next year. So all these developing companies have been like salivating at the gills, you know, to do a game. But it was still rumored that EA was going to put out one more Star Wars game before their run was over with. But so here's a new studio. So it looked like it was an under the table dealing going on right there. So somebody about to slide right into the Star Wars game. So Tiff, this yes. thing was released, I think, a few days ago. You got a chance to look at it. What did you think?
Yes. This looks like a Star Wars show. I don't know. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I've never played a Star Wars game. I will never play a Star Wars game. I'm not super into that anyway, but I'm not super into those types of games. Like, action adventure games where you have to be somewhat hand-eye coordinated.
Yeah.
Not super good at those. It's not for me necessarily, but I know that Star Wars games that have been made in the past, like Battlefront, like regarded as very, very good video games generally, not just because they're Star Wars, right?
No, so, good if no matter what it was. Could have been little dolls running around and it was right. Dope, you know. Mm-hmm.
It was just a well-made, very famous video game that I think, yeah, like I know people who weren't like into Star Wars who were like, well, I played that because it was just so good. That could very well happen here. I just don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
But when I look at it, I don't think obviously any of that shit is gameplay footage.
Oh, of course not. It's not gameplay footage.
It's all cinematic footage.
It's cinematic footage and it's world building footage.
But it looks good. I mean, like if you are just looking at it to say, does this look like good video game footage? You would say yes. I think you'd be hard pressed to say no.
Yeah, 100%. And as far as my opinion.
Is it for me? Absolutely not.
Okay, well, we know that, but. So I really wanted to talk about this because it kind of blew me away because it was very, there's some parts in this thing that's very un-Star Wars-y. And I was really impressed, mm-hmm. like all the drummers and stuff like that. I'm like, what the hell is this? You know, and so they show the universe in some aspects. It looks familiar and it looks like it's like old Republic stuff. Like, you know, I think it looked like C-3PO and Yoda, the unfinished C-3PO. So it might be that era, which I don't like that era. But what they show so many different things because, I mean, you're talking about a galaxy far, far away. So it could be so much stuff. I mean, because part of it looked like the used universe, like in the Mandalorian TV show. And then some mm-hmm. of it looked like, you know, the Phantom Menace, but it looked better than the Phantom Menace because it looked a little bit more gritty. And then, you know, I was forgetting for a minute that I was looking at a Star Wars game until you saw a couple of Jedi that they threw in there. And I was like, oh, shoot, yeah, this is Star Wars because this looked very unlike Star Wars. And this is what I hope when I was watching it. So it invoked some thought when I'm, you know, so which is good. I was like, man, I hope this is about Star Wars has not dove at all into like the Sith culture, you know, just in the old Knights of the Republic video games, which was dope. But I would like to see more of that, you know. And so, yeah, they're doing a show. They released that this week, Acolyte with the little girl who played Rue. So it's supposed to be about a Sith or whatever. But a whole nother game where you get a lot more of the bad guys is something I would want to see. And this is what this looked like to me because I don't know what the hell those guys was playing the drums. They just look evil, like evil drum players. You know, boom, 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 boom. We're evil. Boom, 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 boom. We're evil. And I was like, oh, shit, they look evil. But they looked hardcore, though. So this looked fantastic to me, Tiff. I mean, this really, I was really sitting there like,
your face says it all to me that you're very excited that makes me happy. I want you to be happy.
Oh, I appreciate that, Tiff. You know, but even if it wasn't, you know, Star Wars, it looked good. Go ahead.
Yeah, it looks well done. I'm just not super into it, so yeah. I'm glad for the people who are.
Okay.
But I will say that when they took chances on Sith stuff, like when we watched those Japanese animations that were inspired by Star Wars, and we saw, I would say that. Visions. They kind of like blew their load on that first one because I was like, this, I was like, oh, I'm gonna like the rest of because I watched the first one, it was so good, and the second one I was like, for fuck's sake,
You didn't like any of the other ones other than the first one?
I stopped after I watched the first one. I watched the second one.
Oh, you would probably like the last one. Okay. The last one was pretty good too, man.
And the third one I thought was meh.
Yeah, the last one, I really enjoyed the last one too. You might want to just go to the end. I mean,
you mean the last one?
The last one.
I only watched the three that we watched for the show.
Yeah, the ninth one, I like that one too. You know, so, I mean, I kind of liked some of them and some of them I didn't, but that last one and the first one was to me the best ones. So I love Star Wars. I like Master Chief, and so this has been a good day for me.
Yeah, see, I feel like this is your week because you do like those things. I mean, as soon as you said Halo, I was so grumpy,
y'all see what I got to deal with.
You were like, yes.
Y'all see what I got to deal with, right?
Yes.
I say Halo, it's like.
See, do not say that because here's the thing. I think that on air, I come off sounding like an asshole, but leading up to the show, you're like, listen. Hurry up and get on here. We're starting early. Additionally speaking, your show notes suck, so let's make these changes. And then you get on the air and you're like, bah, 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 bah. She's an asshole. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you guys is winding me fucking up the whole time before you get on here.
Tifflebot, we need to talk. It's all good, Tiff. So, let me see.
Shit.
Guess what? We blew through the news. So, there we go. So, we're going to take our first break. And we're going to be right back with What's Your Plan? We'll be in a second. Back to the show, man. So every once in a while in this middle section, man, we literally do stuff that rotates around. This week, we're happening to be doing What You're Playing. We really don't normally call that. We call it What You're Watching. So, you know, and if this is your first time, thank you for giving us such a try, man. I didn't tell you, Tef, though, but we really had an influx of a lot of new listeners, man. Like, you know, we're really, really, really up. So thank all y'all for, you know, coming over and checking out a couple of clowns just clowning, right? I mean, that's what we do. So
yeah.
For y'all entertainment. So.
Thank you.
She's like, why are you calling me a clown? Tifflebot, what's your plan?
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna make me go first.
Oh, I can go first if you want. You know, just your segment.
No, I'm okay with going first. Okay. I mean, I want to be transparent with the listeners because,
you watch video games.
We had originally I'd put in a what you're reading or what you're watching, like he said at the beginning. And the reason I said that was because for a long time Montego and I were really enjoying a comic book called Middle West.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Yeah, it was good.
That same creative team is creating a new book right now.
Oh, okay.
So Scotty Young and Jorge Corona are creating a new horror book, comic book.
What was that kid's name?
That I think is on the third or fourth book right now. And I bought the first one and I was going to read it and talk about it, but maybe we should do that together.
Okay. I don't mind. Hey, what was that kid's name that was in that book? Do you remember?
Middle West?
Middle West. Yeah, what was the name of that kid that took off, you know, the
head? Oh, I would have remembered like 2 seconds ago, but now my brain's like, absolutely fucking not, you stupid bitch.
God damn. All right.
But it is a good comic book.
Yes, it is.
I would recommend that book. The Fox is by far the best part.
Yeah, the Fox was the coolest
that
person.
Crabby ass
yeah.
Fox.
Yeah, he cool as
hell. But I've been playing a lot more video games, mostly because you're right. I think during the wintertime, I do have the urge to be under a blanket somewhere and not, you know.
Yeah, indeed.
So I've actually been playing a couple different video games. One is called Toem. It's like a video game about, you take pictures, it's a puzzle game.
Okay.
So you try to like get a picture that they ask you to get for them.
And what platform is this?
And you submit it to unlock the next part of like whatever quest you have, basically. So it's like a quest game.
What platform is this?
It's on the Switch.
Oh, it's on the Switch. Okay. It's called Forum?
Toem.
Toem.
T-O-E-M.
Toem. So you said it's a puzzle.
It's like an indie. It's black and white.
Oh, yeah. So what do you do? What kind Correct. Of puzzle? Paint me a picture.
What I'm saying is like, okay, so you'll meet someone and they'll say, I have a band and I'm looking for some more rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to search the area, which is it gets increasingly big. The area gets increasingly big to find something or someone that would provide this person. And then you take the photo and you bring it back to the person to provide evidence that you found it.
Is it first?
And then they say yes or no, basically.
I'm sorry. Is it a first person, second? Is it first person, third person, overhead? What perspective is it?
It is first person.
First person, okay.
But you can do most of the work with a camera, so you can set the camera up to be like a selfie style camera and run in front of it.
Okay.
I mean, not a selfie, but like, you guys, this sounds so stupid and really, really, what I'm saying sounds very boring, but it's actually pretty fun. It's all ages though. So, you know, some people get really not into all ages games because they think that they are childish, but some of them are just not all, are just all ages because nothing terribly egregious happens in them.
It's like Mario Kart.
True about the, right, right. But people love that shit.
People love it. I love it. Who don't like Mario Kart?
I do too. I do love Mario Kart. Fools. So, as you would say, yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
We sounded just like you. Now I don't remember what I was saying. So, the other game I'm playing is also on the Switch. It's because I think that I have found that I'm more of a handheld person.
Okay.
It's easier for me to get into a game if I can, like, take it with me somewhere else away from the TV.
Gotcha.
The Switch lets you do that. Switch between the two, obviously. And so you can put it on the TV or on the handheld. And I've been playing a game called Yuppie Psycho, which is a RPG about your first job. But it's, like, evil. It's bad. And it has all the elements of a classic survival horror game, but it's set in an office, and some of that shit is fucking creepy.
Oh yeah.
There's a part very early in the game where, as you know, with a lot of survival horror games, Resident Evil, I'm trying to think of like any classic horror games like Silent Hill, there'll be parts where you have to crouch or crawl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you have to crouch or crawl faster because something's chasing you. In this one, you are doing like an escort style mission where you're pushing a man who's been tied to an office chair.
Shit.
Down a hall. And then like that's lined with stuff you have to navigate around. But then all of a sudden you start getting chased by a man who has like a filing cabinet attached to his back.
Oh, damn.
And he looks like a monster, but you can't. It's very oddly done and very creepy and strange, and I love it.
What I am playing is, what is that name of that game? So Halo did come out and I did purchase it, but I've been busy this week, so I didn't get a chance to like do anything with it. I don't even think I played one game on a multiplayer, which came out the week before that, and that was fine. I'm not a really big multiplayer person. I will play it, but you know, that's not my go-to. So I like the campaign. I'm a campaign person, so you know,
yeah.
Haven't had a chance to do that yet. So what I have been playing a lot of is what I've been playing all summer. So I was playing Forza 4, and then the new game came out about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think only 2 weeks ago. And so I purchased that, and I've been playing that. Actually, I didn't purchase that. That was free on Game Pass. Yes. And and I've been playing the hell out of that game, and it's so big. Like the last game, I think I did most of the stuff, you know, within about 2 weeks or a week. And then like they have seasonal things that happen that you can play every week, but it gets kind of boring. But this, it has so much stuff to do. They were really thinking about the future with this sucker. And so it looks gorgeous. You know, I won't even tell you that I'm not a big, you know, car driving video game fan, but I've been playing this one since like the third installment. And it's just so much fun because they make it an adventure and not just, you know, go to this race this guy, you know. So, I mean, you got a character that's customizable, your cars are customizable. You're actually doing adventures, you know, open world style. So it's pretty cool. I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I recommend it, even if you're not a car driving fan, because I was not. And then I started playing this and I was like, oh, I love this damn game. So anyway.
I'm very bad driving a car in a video game, but I understand the appeal of like, so, God damn it. Back when, you know, you used to play like Ocarina of Time, which I know that people are like Ocarina. I get it. We're not going to fight about it here. I would get on there and I would just ride the horse around, right? So I think this is a very similar kind of situation where people are like, well, let's get on there and like cruise around in my car. I'm not really aiming to do much of anything. Like, I mean, you are racing in Forza. Like you're trying to get. You're trying to win in advance.
But they do more stuff, though. Like, they have, like, these missions, all these side missions where you can, like, you know.
But you can also just drive, can't you?
Yeah, you can just drive.
Or, like, not care too much about it.
You can drive and tear shit up and jump off cliffs and, you know, just destroy the car. And, yeah, nobody gets hurt. and they got nice whimsical music playing all the time. They got really good tunes playing and stuff, and, you know, it's cool. I like it. So that is what I am playing, Tef. So that's going to do it, man. I enjoy talking about stuff that I like today. So we're going to take our final break, and we're going to come right back because it is time for our main topic, Last Night in Soho. We'll be right back. Yeah. All right, man, we are back. It's time for the main topic, everyone. So this week we went to the streaming site and paid big money to watch Last Night in Soho, 2021, rated R, 1 hour, 56 minutes. And the draw to this one, everybody, is it's an Edgar Wright film. So drama, horror, mystery, thriller, an aspiring fashion designer is mysteriously able to enter the 1960s, where she encounters a dazzling wannabe singer. But the glamour is not all it appears to be, Tiffelbob. And the dreams of the past start to crack into and splinter into something darker.
Whew. Yeah.
Goddamn. It's a good synopsis.
Sure.
So before we enter into the fray, it's time for one. What's your one word?
My one word is almost.
Almost. I can kind of, yeah. My one word is hard, and I will explain. It's hard. Okay. It's hard to gauge this movie into if you like it or if you don't like it or if it was messy or if it was clean. It's hard. So I'm all over the place.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm all over the place. Oh, we didn't say who was in this damn movie, Tiff.
Yeah. I thought we skipped that, but I was like, I was gonna let it roll. So it's Thomasin McKenzie. That's Eloise, Anya Taylor-Joy, Sandy, Matt Smith. That's Jack, and then we have so like Michael Ajao is as John, and then the rest of the people are like. You know what I mean? Like, this movie mostly focuses on these people.
Yeah. So, yeah, we do have the oddly beautiful Anna Taylor-Joy, who just got
that
look.
Yeah. So when you look at her, you're like, I can't tell if you're really pretty or strange. I mean, I can tell you're pretty, right? I'm drawn to you in a way, right?
Yeah.
But when I look at her, I'm like, you kind of also look like an alien.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, but you look like an alien.
What's that chess movie she was, TV show she was in that was just effing awesome?
She was on a chess game movie. Yeah. Queen's Gambit.
Highly recommend. Highly recommend. So good. Anyway, let's get into it, man. So before we go, let's hit those spoilers. Clean all this up.
Yeah.
And let's roll. So this came out around Halloween-y. And we wanted to do it around then, but we didn't get to it, right?
Yeah.
And then we just kind of lost in the sauce. But we wanted to do it because the trailers were so good. And so, you know, we finally got a chance. So this thing starts out, man. You got a little girl. Well, she looks like a little girl, but she's a grown woman dancing around in a bedroom. In the English countryside.
She does look like a child.
Yeah. But she had this dress made of newspapers, Tiff. And it was I was like, damn, that's a good dress. It looked really good.
Yeah, I have actually seen beautiful dresses made of paper. I wonder if that was real. That whoever the set designer or costume designer, I don't know if they actually used real paper. I'd love to know because it did look really cool.
Yeah, I was like, man, she's pretty good. So I don't know where I saw this Thomasina before. She's so familiar to me. The whole time I was sitting there like, where the hell have I seen her? And then I remembered it was in Jojo Rabbit, you know. And I was like, what the hell? I hadn't seen this girl. I knew this damn girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Closet girl, right? You know, so. So I really like her. You know, I think I like her presence. So she's living with her grand in the English countryside, Tiff. And she's thinking about going to London. And in this first few frames, Tiff, I couldn't tell what time period this was because everything in the house looked old and she was listening to older music from the 60s and stuff. And the grandma was, you know, obviously somebody had died and she saw somebody. And they don't waste no time letting you look at ghosts and, you know, from this girl's imagination or her mental health, whichever it is. It was never that clear, but I imagine it was mental health because the grandma was really worried about her going to London and the mama went that way and everything turned out bad and baby don't go. The true villain in this movie, Tiff, is the grandmother because she should have stopped her.
What?
She should have stopped her. Anyway,
No, she should not. Jesus Christ.
She,
okay.
She should have tackled her. She knew it was going to be go bad. Anyway, so.
She did. So, I mean, as you go through this movie, you're like, even before some of the stuff went south, you're like, this young woman is not well.
Oh, please get some pills, baby. Baby, 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 baby. Just let's stop this whole movie and let's go see a doctor and everything will be okay. And that's what you couldn't tell. What is what?
Because she couldn't handle Eve. I mean, which is great because I think that adds dimension to the character. But, you know, she couldn't handle any kind of like regular. Like, okay, so she has a shitty roommate.
Ooh,
right?
But we've
all had shitty roommates, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, some people aren't able to deal with that shit. And she never really actually does deal with it in any kind of actual way.
Well, I actually applauded her, Tiff, when she gets to the London school. And, you know, the shots in this movie is, like, so good. All of them. And so...
Yeah, well, the shots are very good. It's very well shot.
Oh, yeah.
And I do like a lot of, like, the scene setup.
Yeah. It's very good. Yeah, it's masterful. She gets there and... the one fella standing outside, like he don't, like I thought he was just hanging out, John. But they go in and we meet the roommate and they went hard on this is shitty roommate. It took 5 seconds to see that this was a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she.
I mean, I think there was also an implication that there was some kind of implication that she wasn't talented.
They made fun of her clothes when she walked in the door.
No. I mean that the girl, Jocasta, is not talented.
Oh.
That not only is she a cunt, she's an untalented cunt.
That's right, girls and boys. She said the C word on the show. It wasn't me. It was her. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. But yeah.
Yeah, she was.
I mean, like,
she was awful, and all the girls were awful because, I mean, just how they went with the dead mama thing, and then they literally went out. And, you know, talking about her clothes the first night, you know, just I was like, damn, y'all some bitches, boy. But anyway, what I did applaud her, Tifflebot, is when she got her shit and she moved out immediately. I was like, don't put up with that shit. I mean, she walked in and she's screwing the dude right when she in the room, didn't care. I'm just like, wow, man, I wouldn't deal with that.
I wouldn't either.
But I think I would have threw her ass out. I don't think I would have went nowhere. You get the hell out, bitch.
She moves to this really cool apartment, honestly.
Where's she getting money from, Tiff? Where's she getting money?
That's what I want to know. It does establish later that she had to get a job, but I was like, well, where did the initial funds come from?
Yeah, grandma's got some granny grand in that grand.
Well, why didn't she ask her for the money then instead of getting a job?
Yeah. She wouldn't.
I think she wanted her to not know that she was having a bad mental health time because then grandma would have came and got her, right? I guess is the response to that.
Yeah, granny was just like, come home, child, come home. So she goes there and this apartment is like from the 60s. It looked like the Hotel Transylvania, but you know, she loved it. You know, she liked all the retro stuff. And the lady that owns the place was kind of a piece of the. Well, she was a stern businesswoman. You know, I won't be having it. You know, no male visitors, but it was cool. And she moves in, and immediately, Tiff, she has some kind of, is it a mental health break, or is she seeing ghosts? I kind of hate shit like this, you know, because she goes into the 60s. Go ahead.
I think it was seemed real. I think it was, in the realm of this movie, this is not a part of her psychosis. It is reality.
It's real. Okay.
And the reason I say that is because when she comes back from it the next day, she also doesn't believe that it's real until she experiences...
The hickey on the neck.
Right, the tangible evidence that it might be. Now, that's still something you could question, right? That it's not real.
Like the brain.
This whole time she's just been...
The brain did it to
right.
you. Now, one thing I did enjoy about the movie, which I didn't think it was going to be, I thought they were going to be living in each other's body. Like, but... She was actually an observer the whole time when that was happening. She would be.
And then there was some like switch out times where they like were inhabiting the same space.
Yeah, but that was kind of rare in this. Most of the time it was like, she was like watching a TV show. And so, you know, the girl comes in, she's glamorous. It's a fantastic scene going into that first nightclub when she just walked in like she owned the place and nothing but old ass perverted British half ass gentlemen. Is just like hitting on her and stuff. And she looks at the biggest slime ball in the room and decides she wants to get to know him because he's supposed to get her in the business. And it was so obvious that these cats were creeps, the bartender and this guy from the beginning. And I was just like, wow, you don't see this? You don't see that he's a pimp, Tifflebot. He was running home.
Well, I guess I can kind of see, you know, I get it. I don't think everybody was kind of shit, right? But when you watch this, okay, I just want to put a pin in this part in the movie, mm-hmm. because this is about the point in the movie. Up until this point, I'm having a fantastic time.
I am too.
Watching this film. I'm like, it looks great. The story is just this side of weird, so it's kind of enjoyable. It's like enjoyably different. I think we're about to see some really exciting stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it turns into complete garbage. It just takes a turn for me that I'm like not interested
in. It got lost, Tiff. I wasn't interested in that either. I think it got lost in itself because I was like, God damn, so now this is about this?
Well, it went to, so I guess where I would, if I started to critique this movie a little bit more, would be to say that, so in this realm, in the 60s time period that she's visiting.
Yeah.
She becomes like influenced and obsessed and makes interesting choices at school and blah, 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 blah. Right?
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
The problem with it is that this quickly turns.
Damn, it turned fast.
It turns to bad so quickly that like I almost didn't believe that she cared that much about. I was like, how do you care so much about this person who a majority of their story has been this horrible thing? Do you know what I mean? Like, we're like, I didn't even get a chance to know her very well. I mean, like, you're like, oh yeah, she's like cool and this really neat person.
Tiff, you had one great experience, and then the very next one,
you were like in love with her,
and you would have been like, oh, hey, the hell with that, I ain't going back in there. I'm through with that shit.
Right. That was weird. I would say the problem of the movie was revealed too soon, so that she spent so much of her time, and I think it was because they wanted her to descend into some kind of madness.
Yeah.
To make the rest of the movie kind of work in a way. And that's fine. But I mean, like, she could have become obsessed with that place and become a little bit more disturbed as it went on. I think it's just a little clumsily done.
It was clumsily done because, you know, she was so invested in this young lady's safety that it was like, you didn't spend that much damn time with her. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yes, you were concerned, but she was like you said, in love with the quickness. You know, she was dressing like her and stuff like that, which was cool. The influence helped. But then it got so bad so quick. And you was like, oh, shit, now this is this. And then when, you know, she was getting pimped and they went kind of hard with showing all the men coming in the room and stuff. And it was cool for about, you know, a little bit, but it kept going and going and going. I was like, oh boy. And then when they turned into ghosts and stuff, I was like, okay, so is this live or Memorex? You know, I don't enjoy shit like this when you don't know what the hell is real. Right. That's for y'all old people out there. But
I know what Memorex is.
No, but for real, it got to the point that I'm like, oh shit, they're just going to keep doing this switcheroo. And then I started liking the real world a lot better than that fake world because, you know, I liked the brother who was digging on her and stuff like that. And, you know, the shitty people, she really wasn't dealing with them no more. And the teacher seemed to be invested in her, you know, success. But then it was like, no, go back to, you know, just, chick, you know, being exploited hard. And it was just like, God damn. Ugh. It was just like
so
all over the place.
It was. And I do think, okay, so I think this is an appropriate time because we put our spoilers up way, way up in advance of this.
Yes.
This is an appropriate time to say that there is a quote unquote twist in this movie.
Super twist.
And the reason I want to say that is because as soon as we came back from that first night that she went to the 60s, I was like, this motherfucker is the woman renting this building.
Oh, you knew that?
I was like, yeah,
because I didn't get it.
That's what I'm saying. It was a little, for me, it was a little heavy-handed because I was like, they're focusing almost too much misdirection where I was like, okay,
I just knew that was that old dude. So yeah.
Right. So I was like, so then in my opinion, like, unless that cop knew that women who lived in that apartment building were being haunted
but see, they
by
never,
the past of this woman,
they never did that.
How would
they never let? Yes. They never
how
explored
would he be
that.
Like, would he really remember one?
He said they all have no mothers, you know. And I'm like, what?
Right. Like, he was like, oh, what? You look kind of like Sandy. I'm like, well, how long were you investigating Sandy?
Yeah.
I feel like we should have seen him more. That's why it felt a little bit underhanded to me in the way. Like, it felt less like a reveal and more like a trick because she doesn't ever really interact with that guy at all.
It was a reveal and not a trick. I mean, it was a trick and not a reveal because it was like, yeah, right. Yeah. I agree with you 100%. So when, you know, she started having a serious, well, again, was it Ghost or was it a mental break in the library, and she's running around and all the guys is coming on her. It wasn't scary to me, and it was supposed to be. You know what I'm saying?
I just wanted it to stop.
I was like, stop this shit.
It did go on too long. Yes. I will say that, because the only thing I liked about it was the interesting technique of like the non-face, where like it would switch between the faces until they solidified and like later. But I was like, I like that technique, but like all it is technique, and I don't need you to keep doing it
to me,
because I get it.
Over and over and over and over.
So then there's like, okay, so then the only reason I'm touching upon this is that she runs down and she thinks she's gonna stab, which by this time, even if you are a person who is suffering from, not always, but like you would be able to recognize, okay, the last 7 times I accidentally grabbed one of these ghost people, they were just real people who looked like ghost people.
Yeah, 100%.
So like potentially I shouldn't stab anyone.
Well,
because probably gonna stab someone who isn't. And you know what I mean? So she goes and she almost stabs the bad roommate,
the bully,
Jocasta.
Right. Yeah.
Now, nothing comes of that.
Nothing came for that. And
I was like, I almost wish she would have killed her.
They actually went really hard too with the.
It would have been more interesting.
They went really hard with John digging on her like he was too. And I was like, you know.
Yeah, like I think you only knew her for like a very short
seconds.
While. I think at some point you would be like,
I didn't buy it.
Yeah, I didn't either. Because like, I'm not saying that like people like that don't find people. I'm not saying that like they couldn't have gotten together later. But at that point, he didn't really know her. So I think he would be like, I think you maybe need some help.
Yeah.
Like, I'm willing to help you find help, but I'm not going to follow you into your
running
when
down the street and shit and, you know, taking care of her. I was like, wow. So she's investigating the murders and stuff, and she's getting closer and closer. And then, like you said, when the reveal happens that the old lady that's running the building is the lady, you know, she thought that she was like seeing her getting killed, but she was actually seeing her getting killed. And then I thought at the end, when she was like in the fire and stuff, I was like, is this old lady actually in there, or is this a figment of her imagination too?
She was.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah. You know, I was like, it could. So, if they didn't, you would be like, oh, okay. You know, go ahead.
So she killed all these men.
And buried them in the house?
She killed them all.
In the walls?
Yeah, and I'm like, that seems implausible to me.
Yep.
So then it ends, blah, blah, blah. And the last kind of scene we see is that she has this fashion show, which, no, they wouldn't let you come back to school if you almost stabbed someone else.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But that's whatever. I don't care. Fine. We're living in a movies world. But my real problem is actually that the ending is kind of good, because that's a very excellent way to end a horror movie about someone who might not be like always seeing what is correct. So like she sees Sandy in the mirror, and there's like an implication that she might control her in some ways, and that's why she's partially herself and partially like more like her mom again, it kind of seemed like, right?
Yeah.
That was such an interesting way to end the movie, but like you ruined it for me because you put too much bullshit between the good part and the other good part.
Yeah, and that's why I said my one word was hard, because I'm like, it's, I really liked it in the beginning, really did, and then it just got so convoluted and so unbelievable, and how what you were trying to make me believe with some of these relationships and some of the things that had happened. It was just like, oh god, what? Well, come on, man, what? So yeah,
I liked the mirror technique in the earlier film, but then when they try to tie it back in later,
yep,
and she's just slowly crawling up those last steps with the knife, there's nothing super interesting to me about that shot in particular.
Yeah, I agree.
And it just keeps going like it's very in love with itself.
Yeah, Tiff, we are on the same page with this one. And I had great hopes for it, because the beginning was so, the first half was, you know, I was really into it, man, you know?
Yes, the first half we were talking and we were like, it's been a while since I've sat down and immediately started liking a movie that was recent, right?
Yeah.
Like that we weren't rewatching or whatever. And so I'm like, this movie, I'm already like, I was like, wow, I'm invested. I'm like, really interested in it. And then I felt like it just disappointed me midway through.
Yeah, it was a big old Price is Right gong. Hit that gong. God damn it. Jeez Louise. Anyway, man, we came here to do it. We got it done. You know, I don't think, definitely don't pay for this. That's for sure.
No, no. See, the thing is, also, we paid $20. Fine, I guess.
$40 between the two of us.
It was rented. It was right. Rented.
I know, which makes it just, even though I don't want this in my collection, it's still like, you bastards.
Yeah, I could have owned it.
Yeah. And never
when
watched
it. When
it
comes out on DVD, it'll be $17.99.
Yeah. And then it'll be $5. Anyway. So,
yeah, look for this in the Walmart $5 bin.
Exactly. Oh, Jesus. Well, we came to do the thing and got it done. My name is Montego. I'm sorry. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tifflebot. Just say goodbye to the people. Tiff, while I'm stumbling all over my words.
It's great. So, you know, it's been a pleasure as always.
Indeed. And until next week, man, when we are going to do some more dazzling stuff, we will be
on patrol.